bold and wise, adventurous, yes you are. Then you need guidance and the platform to build your dream. So listen to
Bold, wise, and the sky will who you are. Listen to and develop your skills and the blow 103.1 FM. Youth Wise, get empowered on Youth Wise.
The power of Youth Wise. This is Youth Wise Forum, proudly powered by 233 hosts. .com, your domain name registration, web development. Just visit sponsors at www.233hosts.com. And another wonderful Saturday here in the studio of Top Radio 103.1 FM. And this is Youth Wise Forum. And I'm your host, Bernard Kelvin Clive, BKC, S, the name. And today the studio is packed. We really look at the subject to do with youth in governance, and we look at youth and entrepreneurship and women in entrepreneurship, and we have the ladies ready to discuss that. And my guests from, let me say, most part of the Southern Africa, Kenya, from South Africa, and from almighty Ghana, in the studio to discuss the subject youth in governance and youth participation in politics and election, and what we can learn and lessons then, and also as we prepare for the years ahead. So my guests are seated, but before then, I just want you to have this and enjoy this music, and after that, you get going to get to know what really is in for you when it comes to youth in governance. And before then, if you have any questions to do, any contribution to, you can just post that right on Facebook. That is facebook.com/youthwiseproject. That's on our page, facebook.com/youthwiseproject. Or you can post right on my wall on the post that I just made concerning the program. You post in your questions, your contributions, and we're going to read it live on air. And if you also want to text in by contribution, no call, but only text in a question or anything to do, text line 0244-961-121. That's you text in to 0244-961-121. Texting any question to do youth in governance, youth in entrepreneurship, as a discussion going on, just let us know all that you have for us, and we're going to read and participate, and I have a gift for someone who's going to text in or call in to the show. So that's what we have for you. And get ready to also good morning and happy birthday to all those celebrating your birthday today. Kwame Ntse of FCBC, happy birthday to you and everyone too. Enjoy this music from Mary Mary. Say, get up, one of the favorite tracks that get up a Saturday, get up and do something. You have all that it takes to make that dream possible. Get up, enjoy this.
It's your dreams, your choice, your time, your life. So don't you miss it. What are you afraid of? Don't you know what you're made of? One of God's greatest creations. One more time.
You have one more time. Get up at Saturday morning. Youth Wise Forum, Top Radio 103.1 FM, and this is Bernard Kelvin Clive. We're looking at youth in governance with our guests from South Africa and Kenya and right here in Ghana. We're looking at youth in governance, and we want you to get up and do something. That there's something within you, there's something that you can really do. And my guest, I have Kwabena Opon Chichiku, who is from Ghana, and I have Suzanne, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, Suzanne Mangoyi, I think she will do that right. And I also have Lucia Mutong from South Africa, and I'll say good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
We're fine. Just been exhausted from the last 2 days that we've been here, you know, deliberating and really hectic and serious issues, from the host country, Ghana.
Okay, I must say, let's hear your names right again, and let's hear your names again, right?
Okay, I'm Kwabena Ponchicheku from Ghana.
Kwabena Ponchicheku. Okay.
Hello, Ghana. I'm Susan Mangeni from Kenya.
Susan Mayendi, Mayen from Kenya. So Nyen, Kenya. All right.
Yeah, and I'm Lucia Mutong from South Africa.
Lucia Mutong from South Africa. All right. Are you? Is it your first time in Ghana?
For me, it's not. It's my second time.
Your second time. Yeah. Susan, you?
It's my first time.
This is your first time. And have you enjoyed the stage?
In Ghana, but I've been following.
Have you had a taste of Ga Kinky? Kinky?
Really, I even looked for Bango, but I couldn't get it.
Come on, give them some kinky and
yeah, it's unfortunate where we are. They didn't give us Bango and kinky and stuff. If they had more time, like I'll see them today, you know, indigenous places. Yeah.
And maybe the next time we take food as well, too. I mean, these are the foods. All right, so you're welcome to Youth Voice Forum, and we're looking at youth in governance. As subject to you from Kenya, from South Africa and Ghana. Let's look at the youth participation in governance in general, not even to do it before we look at election basis, and it's been the past election and upcoming ones, but how do you see the participation of youth in things to do with the governance in general? What's your experience from Kwabena first then?
What I see is there's low participation and a form of apathy. The youth kind of don't care, are not very interested. And even at the conference, we raise the issue of the youth not being informed about even our own youth policies. We don't know our responsibility. We don't know what we have to do. So it's like we are just there. And if you don't know what you have to do, then you're not doing anything. So I think the participation is low due to not being educated and well informed about what we really have to do as a youth in governance. Yeah.
Lucy, what about you, especially from South Africa?
Thank you very much, Bernard. I think from us as South Africa, we have had two elections so far since the freedom of the country. And in the beginning, we saw a high participation of the youth in elections, but in the previous elections we didn't see so much participation. I think mainly because in 1994 when we went to the polls, it's for the third time we went to the polls, and you know we've seen the numbers going down, and mainly because the hope that we thought that we will have as a country was never realized. Then as a result of that, we've been seeing a lot of discouragement from the youth of our country. And therefore, during the discussions that we had, we were trying to find ways as to how we can get young people back to taking responsibility of the country so that we can all have a common voice and most importantly, participate in the economic advancement of our nation. And moreover, participate in the political arena in terms of ensuring that there are better lives for all South Africans, and we overcome some of the challenges that we are facing as a nation currently.
Okay, Suzanne.
From my perspective, from East Africa, especially from Kenya, we just had our election. We just had our elections 3 weeks ago on March 4th, and this question of participation in governance, I think I want to look at it in two approaches. The first, I want to say that in any political processes or in any governance process, you have like two key stakeholders. The first one is usually the led, I mean the masses or the people, and then the leaders. So when you are tackling the whole issue about participation, I will not totally agree that young people don't participate. Because you are either participating as the led or the leaders. In our election that just ended, I saw quite a lot of young people participating, voting for others, campaigning. And also, I saw some of them also coming up, going for positions. I also offered myself to vie for a Senate position in Kenya.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I wasn't successful, but at least that was a sign of participation.
Mm-hmm, okay.
But then to sustain that, we have to say, do we participate effectively? That's also one thing. Participating, mm-hmm. You can participate. Even when you're shouting on the street, you're dancing, that's participation. But is it really effective participation? And why do you say effective participation in governance? Does it make our livelihood better? So how do we contribute to the governance process? I think that should be then the
point. So the next thing we want to do, we're looking at how then do we engage the youth to participate effectively in the governance of our nation. So what do we do per your discussion and do you have it? What are some of the things that we really need to do for effective participation of the youth?
I think one of the points that came out during the discussions, especially relating to this question that you're asking, was the fact that, you know, Africa on its own, it's 60% of the citizens, 65% of the citizens in Africa are made up of young people.
Yeah, that's true.
And so the challenge is that there's so much of us, however, there's little participation. And how do we get that right? We established that the problem is the fact that, not that we're not doing anything, but we're doing something in our little corners. And hence, there's not much recognition been given to the youth. And so what needs to be done, or what we then thought would be ideal for us to do, is to work together. Instead of us working in isolation where we have one organization doing this and one organization doing that, it's important for us as the youth to organize ourselves together and make sure that we speak in one voice. Because when we speak in one voice, we'll be heard, and it will ensure that there is the flow of participation in such issues is higher, and that is accepted by everyone when we go together than when we go in isolation in our individual organizations.
I think I'll go with what Lucia said, but I just want to add a little.
Okay.
You know, governance is in such a way that if there is bad governance, it's going to affect everybody in the country. And sometimes some of we, the youth, kind of are not very interested. But I think what we can do is we need to educate them to reorient the way they think, to see that governance is a central part of our economy. If the governance is not going well, our currencies will go down, which is going to affect our prices and everything, which is eventually going to affect us even after schools. There's going to be unemployment and stuff. So I think that we should have more education for the youth to see the essence of being part of the policy making, the implementation. It's not that we should sit on the fence and always say, oh, governance is not for us. Meanwhile, it comes back to affect us. So as part of the conference, we underline that we need more education. So we should even go to even those who are not well educated, as in having gone to school to higher levels, to let them know the importance. And there was this issue of choosing the right leaders. If the masses choose the leader which is not good, it's going to affect all of us. So we, the youth, that at least we are enlightened, we should go to the masses because they carry the vote, and we should educate them more to know the right leader to choose. So I think we should work more on education and reorientation, and I think our mindsets will change and we'll choose good leaders which will lead us to the right place.
Well, I think one of the things also that came out clearly in the conference,
mm-hmm.
was that participation is not negotiable anymore. Participation of young people, especially in Africa, given that they're the ones that occupy the highest percentage. So it's not negotiable. You want to live a good life, you must participate. And but again, one of the obstacles has been because majority of young people don't even understand issues. They don't run agenda. First of all, they don't design the agenda, and they don't even
manage that agenda. And that's why whoever is there that you're trying to knock at their door, please create for us space, allow us to participate, do this and that for us. We need ourselves to come out and design our agenda. Just like the founding fathers of African nation decided on the agenda to try and, you know, bring about independence, to push for political freedom. Even us, we should identify an agenda for us to participate, and that's what is going to motivate us to us participating. But then you realize that most of us young people, we are faced with poverty, we are faced with unemployment, but then we don't seem to design or develop an agenda from these challenges that are facing us. So as we were there, we are trying also to look at what is this common challenge that is facing as young people of this Africa nation, so that together we can come up with a common solution that will motivate us to participate even from our own villages.
Right on that, so what do you think are some of the challenges of the youth in participation in governance and politics, I might say? What are some of the challenges now? Kwabena and Lucia made mention of one, that we need to do a lot of education. And so what are some of the challenges?
You mean challenges in terms of that creates discouragement from the participation in politics? All right. I'm trying to think of, you know, we had so much deliberation during this conference that, you know, we're so overwhelmed with information. But I think one of the key things that came out from the organizers, actually MINDS, Mandela Institute for Development Studies, was the fact that it seems as if, like my colleague has said, as young people of this continent, we don't know what we want. We haven't spent time to envision Africa, the destiny of Africa, okay? And so if you haven't seen where you want to go or where you want to be as a country and as a continent in the next 30 or 40 years or so, everything that you're going to come across is going to be a challenge, because you don't know exactly where you're working towards or where you're going to. And so that made us think, and that made us reflect to say, okay, we say there are problems, okay? We say problems is corruption, all right? We say problems is greed. We say problems is selfishness. We say problems is pride. We articulated so many challenges, but then we failed to look within ourselves as the youth to say, okay, what problems do we really, really have that disable us from participating? And it was clear from the moderator that facilitated the session was that you guys seems to be having the same discussion that the current leaders had, you know, when they were our age. You know, and so it's more like it's like this vicious circle that we're going through. And so you find that even if as young people participate, they don't participate wholeheartedly. It seems as if it's something that is done for the sake of being done, because it's the right thing to do, but we don't know what is going to be the outcomes of it. So I think it calls for us to really look within and say, what is the dream that we have for the continent of Africa? I think if we can ask ourselves that question first individually and say, okay, fine, this is my dream as an individual, but I live in this beautiful continent. And so what contribution am I going to make into its success? And then it's going to be easy for you to identify the challenges. Okay, fine. The challenges is corruption. All right. And so as an individual, because I see an anti-corruption or a corruption-free continent, I will not participate in corruption, because corruption is a problem. For example, you know what I mean?
But before Kwabena comes in, if you just tune in, this is Youth Wise Forum on Top Radio 103.1 FM. You're looking at youth in governance and youth in participation, especially in politics, and looking at in this generation that we have the majority of about 60% of the continent of Africa being the youth. What do we do that? It is a time we need to look at how we can effectively participate in the governing of our nation in the continent of Africa. And we're discussing that with Kwabena Opunji-Jekwu. He is the Ghanaian, and we have Susan Whatever the name, we have we have Lucia Mutomtu from South Africa. So Kenya, South Africa, and Ghana, we're looking at that too from all this. And it seems that there's a common thread running through all this, that when we look at the youth in the various nations and even the continent of Africa, it's participation. Though we are realizing that this is the time, but we are not doing much to really get this thing taken off. And if you want to contribute via text, it's 0244961121. Just text your question, your contribution to that 0244961121. And also on Facebook, the post I just made, you can also ask your question or your comments if you're going to read live on there. I have a question then before Kwabena comes in. And it's from Siriam. She says that how do you intend to reach out to the masses to arraign them on their involvement in governance?
Okay, me personally, after the conference at the last day, that was yesterday, there was this question posed to ask, what are you going to do personally and what we want MINDS, that's Mandela Institute for Development Studies, to do? And I'm part of the United Nations Youth Association. I never gave it a thought to, we are about capacity building, empowerment of youth. But I didn't actually think that governance, elections is a key area that we should also invest. So I think, going back to my people, so that we'll try to set a platform, in our own way, how we can do it in our own small way, so that we start reaching out, educating people that we can educate. So that's how me personally have the plan I'm going to do. And I believe if we as a small group start and others come on board, as maybe 1 year, 2 years, we would have made progress. So I think that's how I think we can start doing it. We don't have to wait for big funds before we do that. Yeah.
Okay, Susan.
Well, I think for me specifically, what I'm going to do is to invest in information sharing. Because as one writer one time said that the best knowledge is the knowledge on how to know. I mean, most of the time, it's not that our young people are so pathetic that they cannot really be moved, they cannot participate. But it's just because they don't know, they don't get the right information at the right time. Even though we are always calling upon education, education, education. But you can't be educated, but if you do not know this information, the right time, if you don't get it, then your participation will be limited. And so through networking, and nowadays we have social media, and we can be able as young people to conspire through Twitter, Facebook, everything, even telephone calls, mobile texts, and everything, and be able to pass across information that we think is very critical that can trigger our participation. But again, I also wanted to just outline before I forget it that the problem, part of the reason why we don't participate, as she said, it's in ourselves.
It's in ourselves.
Yeah, because if you look as an individual or as a group, as young people, 90% of the reason why we don't participate are internal. And then it's only 10% which are external. Unfortunately, we forget about our contribution, which is 90%, and we say, you are not creating space for us, you are supposed, when we own this continent, 60% of the population, 65% to be precise, and then you are saying that create for us space. Who will create for us space? We are the majority.
Right, we are the majority. I think I have some few questions, then we can run up on this section.
Can I
waiting for the next section?
See what I wanted to say before the question comes. I wanted to add something to what Lucia said. Dr. Moyo, he's from the Mandela Institute. He's part of the founders. And when we were coming up with problems, challenges, he said something that I liked so much. He was telling us that we youth think like we can just take over, but it doesn't work that way. It's a process. He was saying, what shows that if we take over right now, we are going to do better than what our elders are doing? There's no guarantee. We may even do worse. And he was saying it's a process. We don't have to go to those already in power, like, this is what we want, do this for us. It's like we should go and be like, we are part of what they're doing. And it's like we learn, and as time goes on, we build ourselves to take those positions. So I think it's a process, not something that happens overnight. So I think that's what I wanted to add to it.
Okay, I think before I take your last word for the youth out there, and also as you're going back to you. Okay, this is actually a contribution. He's saying that, Isaac is saying that, I believe Africans' problem has to do with our lack of originality. We are largely copycats. That is his contribution. That's what he's saying.
He's really right, Isaac. Thank you.
Isaac Yeboah, thank you for that. Now, so I think at this moment, you can still text in. We'll read your comments, your contribution in the next segment. But at this moment, I'm going to take your last word, or what I always say, your million-dollar advice to you out there, and also your take-home call to your various countries.
Okay. What I'll say is... we should come together as one. You know, they say a house that is divided going to war has lost the battle already. Mm-hmm. And we should see Africa as our home. No matter how far we travel, we can go outside abroad to study and everything, but we can't leave our home. This is where we come from. So, and we should stop the blame game. We should take responsibilities. You are talking, okay, our parents didn't do this, that. What are you doing now whilst you have life? That's a question we should ask ourselves. I believe we should stop complaining too much and start taking action as African youth.
Thank you very much. Kwame Opon-Jijeko.
I think adding to what my colleague has said, in short, all I can say is that the future of this continent belongs to us, and if we love it, will start to define its destiny, because the destiny of Africa is not only in our hands, but it does not only belong to us, but it also belongs to our children that would hold us accountable for the decisions that we're making today. Thank you, and keep loving this beautiful continent.
Okay.
I would say that the caller or the guy who takes his side is that Africa is the only continent where we imagine we can solve our problems using the foreign models, using the Western countries' model. It cannot work. We can never solve our problems. We have to generate our own indigenous initiative or own indigenous models. And I want just to say, from Kenya, we love Ghana. We have a lot in common with Ghanaian, and we just had our elections in March 4th, and we voted, and young people decided, no matter the outcome, we're not going to go to the street. We never went to the street. And also, just something so that they remember, I mean, in the history of mankind, we have only had two courts during Easter times, in the history of mankind. The first one was when Pontius Pilate was sentencing Jesus to death. Mm-hmm. And the second one was in Kenya on the Good Friday, when our Chief Justice, the President of the Supreme Court, was sentencing something to the opposition. But I won't say thank you. Stay cool. Whichever the outcome of the petition, whoever is there, whoever will win, will still be a Ghanaian. Right. That's the beautiful Ghanaian thing. So stay cool and let's have this.
Thank you for that. But I'll let you do this. My guests were Lucia from South Africa, Kwame Opon from Ghana, and we have Suzanne from Kenya. That's what you heard. All right, do this for me briefly as you leave. You say goodbye in your various country language, not in English, nor whatever. Let's get that done. You say that and you mention them. Thank you.
Say, again, jina langu ni Susan Mangeni, natoka Kenya, East Africa, na tunasema jambo na tunasema kwa heri sana. Tunawapenda.
All right, thank you. I didn't understand, but thank you.
Tumelanga ofela batho ba mona Ghana, lebitso la ka ke nna Lucia Mutlong, ke rata ho le dumedisa, ke tswa kwana South Africa. Ke dumedisa Basotho kaofela ba mona lefatsheng lena la Ghana, Modimo a letse hantle kaofela ha rona ha re hlompheng rateng Afrika Borwa. Ke a le rata, ke a leboha.
All right, I didn't also understand that, but we know it's all good. You've been governors. Thank you very much, Lucia, Susan, and Kwabna. God bless you, and let's keep the conversation. Oh, look, okay.
Actually, I wanted to run away. I'm struggling to know how to say that in Chile, you know. whether it's H-A or Yibishia, I'm struggling. Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you very much.
Copycat. Copycat.
Exactly. Thank you for the next segment. Enjoy this music.
Since I can't see, bye-bye, you will be my God, oh, oh. Even though the way is dark, Lord, I know that I can trust you, yeah. You will always be my God, yeah. You are Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Who else will I worship, oh? Lord, your name is Elohim. You're the master of the storms, yeah. You will always be my God, oh. You're the only God for me. Every step that I take, I will work alone. Great and mighty King.
Great and mighty is He. That is a song by Helen Yorsin, Only God Remix. And also, we'll be back on YouVoice Forum, proudly powered by 233host.com. And today, we just had a discussion looking at youth and governance, and the conversational discussion is still ongoing. What can you and I do? And what is your vision for the continent, Africa and Ghana at large? And let's get start working. Let's talk more work. Let's get things done. Now, we want to look at how also can we empower the young people of the nation. And because if you're saying that the majority of the continents or the nation are youth, what do we do with our future now? How do we build ourselves up? And with this, we're looking at women entrepreneurship. And none other today, especially, we have Ajua Ajimine, and she's an entrepreneur, serial entrepreneur, and also a project coordinator at Ghanaian Londoner. I'll ask you later why that name, Ghanaian Londoner. And also we look at how do we empower the young people. So looking at the young entrepreneurship program. And if you have any questions for Ajua, and even on the subject of youth empowerment and youth entrepreneurship, you can still write in text into 02-44-961-121 or post on Facebook in the post now. Just questions, contributions, and how we can help you make your dream possible. Ajua, Machi.
Now you're putting me on the spot.
Good morning, Ajua.
Morning. You see, I respond better in English.
You,
fast, isn't it?
So you can also try and do well in G.
Yes.
Okay, Ajua, let's hear. Who is Ajua Ajimine? Name all over the place, Ghanaian, Londoners, and all that. Who is Ajua Ajimine? What do you do?
What do I do? Yeah. Oh, that's a good question. Yeah. So Ajua Ajimine is just a simple girl, but a simple girl with a big dream. I'm a social entrepreneur, and with regards to Ghanaian Londoners, I'm the founder of Ghanaian Londoners, a network that's based in the UK that really looks at empowerment of Ghanaians and friends of Ghana. And we do that through entrepreneurship, through empowerment, and through networking. So that's me in a nutshell.
You in a nutshell?
Yes.
Okay. Now let's speak from as an entrepreneur, serial one, okay, you do a series of things, and I want to pick from Ghanaian Londoners, how did that come to be, and why Ghanaian Londoners?
Okay, that's interesting. I mean, we're Ghanaians, and you know Ghanaians are passionate about Ghana, and my passion about Ghana and my need to really find out, especially our contribution to the community in London. So I originally lived in London, and I began to do some research to find out how long Ghanaians in London had been part of the community for. And research made me understand that we had been part of the community for over 500 years. And it further on went to say that the first five Africans that ever went to London, and that was back, you know, the slavery time, when they were taken over by a merchant that wanted them to learn English to enable them to be able to help them trade, were from Ghana. So that curiosity kept on going, and I really looked at how we had contributed to the development of the capital. And then you fast forward to the 40s, the 50s, where lots of Ghanaians went to London to study, to acquire education and come back. Yeah. And then in the 60s, you had the likes of our own very Nkrumah going to London to study. And then later on, when you fast forward 10 years later, he came back home and then we achieved independence. And what I realized that he had achieved independence using the power of networking. So Ghanaian Londoners was really built looking at how can we use the power of networking to achieve the next big thing for Africa. And the next big thing for Africa is economic empowerment. So we've done the independent stuff. Well, some of us would say we're not independent, but that's another argument at another stage. Now let's fight for economic empowerment. And how can we use networking as a tool to fight for economic empowerment? How can we best get to know each other? How can we best build relationships? How can we best partner up to make sure that our dreams of being economically empowered comes true? So that was really the basis for Ghanaian Londoners. And for me personally also, I wanted to know a lot of people because we know they say your network is
your net worth.
So that was one of the reasons why Ghanaian Londoners
came. How long has it been in existence? Right away the question, what are some of the benefits or what is the achievements that Ghanaian Londoners have done so far in existence? I know how long you've been.
Okay, so we launched in 2009, so almost 4 years now. Okay. And we've done amazing things. Amazing. There's no question about that. Some of the benefits of Ghanaian Londoners, are the networking. So we have a networking pool that exists of, professionals, entrepreneurs, business owners that have formed friendship out of that as well. We also do investment programs. So the last investment program we did was sponsored by Tallow Oil, where we looked at investment opportunities in Ghana. And that was really empowering people and take part of, you know, the oil, you know, the black oil is here. Let's make sure that we participate in that as well. And then, of course, we gave birth to the Young Entrepreneurs Program, which I know we'll talk about, but that has really impacted a lot of young Ghanaians and non-Ghanaians' life in terms of just really empowering them with entrepreneurial skills. Either they go on to set up businesses or they just really empowered about themselves and, you know, about the future, really.
Well, so congratulations on that too for 4 years and able to, and would we say some of your products, especially your conference, some of the time people say, oh, there are lots of conferences or events happening in the capital every now and then. So what are the results? What are the feedbacks after these events? And do we see people, I mean, going, venturing into partnership or, I mean, entrepreneurial projects and any specific one or two that we can also bonus? So because of, Ghanaian Londoners network, we've been able to achieve this from our meetings or our projects.
Yeah. Personally, I'm result driven, so I don't really just do events for events doing sake. If I wanted to do that, then I would just probably sleep. But what we do is, most of our events, we've had a lot of networks and partnership comes out of it. So a lot of people come to our events and end up with connection to get jobs. That is a fantastic benefit of coming to our event, because what I say about networking events, I personally don't go to networking events and stand around. So with our networking events, we encourage people to interact. We encourage them to share information. In terms of our entrepreneurship program, we've had, more than, three or four people set up businesses. So we had, a lady that set up a skincare business as part of coming onto our entrepreneurship program. And what happens is she was coached after the program, to apply for a grant in London. And we had another young person, based on the information they've got, get a job because they were much more open about business and how business works. So there's so much stories that I could tell you, and I could go on and on and on and probably bore some of the listeners, but
no. Okay, good. So it means you're doing a lot and you're going to also a lot coming. Now let's look at Young Entrepreneurship Program. Yeah. And how do we use this program to really empower young people? And
okay, so I'll tell you a bit about how the Young Entrepreneurship Program came about, because I think it's important to get some sort of background as to why it came about. So the Young Entrepreneurship came about because I'm a person that I'm quite passionate about a lot of things, and I'm involved in community stuff. I run various businesses, and I kept getting a lot of young people coming to me saying, "Adra, you know, how do I also do it?" See, young people are full of ideas, but they don't know how to go about it. So the Young Entrepreneurs Program was really built to give young people the how, step-by-step guide as to how to start up a business. So basically it's an interactive practical program that aims to empower, inspire, and really encourage young people to venture out into setting up their own business. When we talk about business, I look at business in two folds. It might not necessarily be about starting up a business, but it's about managing your life as an entrepreneur. So I say to people that when you come on the program, you might not necessarily leave away having set up, you know, $1 billion company, but how do you manage your life as an entrepreneur? How do you make sure that you're taking the risk to get you to the next step? How do you make sure that the opportunities that are available to you, even if it's in the work, you're trying to find a job, how do you make sure that you're competitive enough? How do you make sure that you've marketed yourself well, your dress sense, the way you speak? How do you win people around you? And we just really look at some of the skills that you need as an entrepreneur to really help people to develop themselves as a person. So there's two folds to it. You either go on and start up a business, or you use the entrepreneurial traits or skills that you've learned to better yourself.
Okay, this is good. So currently that is on now the program for the year 2013 is out, and we're looking at those bad entrepreneurs and also startups, and how is the program going to be run, and how I can see the courses, as you mentioned. We have the mindset of an entrepreneur, discovering your business idea, great one there, marketing strategy, and business planning, networking and presentation skills, career employability skills, access to finance, which is very, very important, market research. Details under this event and how do we get started?
Okay, so for the first time we are launching the Young Entrepreneurs Program in Ghana. It's been going on in the UK, and which has impacted lots of people's lives in the UK. And how the program works is a 7 weeks program, and the beauty about the program is practical. Okay, we teach you entrepreneurship in a practical way. How can you apply entrepreneurial traits, entrepreneurial skills in a practical way? So it goes from week one to week seven, where you'll be given a mentor as well. Each person that comes on the program will be given a mentor to help them through the series.
I like that part.
Yes, it's so important.
Each person
will be mentored through the 7 weeks program. It's quite flexible. The program, the actual core of the course will take place the first 2 weeks. Then the 5 weeks followed on will be the mentoring. Now, the unique thing about the mentoring is we're actually pairing each participant with somebody that would mirror what they want to do. So let's say you want to be an accountant. We would partner you up with an accountant, because it really makes sense. You might not necessarily want to start up a business now, but being partnered up with an accountant, you can learn the skills and stuff that you need to be able to also plan out your career. So it's more about career development and entrepreneurship as well. So that's what we're looking to do with that. So I think that's what makes it really unique. And I'll also take this opportunity to say that if there's any professionals out there that want to get involved, you know, the commitment is just 1 hour per week for a period of 5 weeks.
1 hour a week?
A week.
Okay,
yeah, 1 hour per week for a period of 5 weeks to mentor somebody. And you're just listening to their ideas, just being a soundboard, listening to their ideas. And then we're just really encouraging, you know, the mentors to also look at how they can use their wider network to assist our young people that will come on the program. So the program will kick off on the 18th of May.
May
in Accra,
18th. Okay.
At the UDS guest house. But if anybody that wants to get involved should get in touch now and register. And I'll definitely give our contact details for them to get in touch.
All right. So if you're listening, you're a young person and you want to go into entrepreneurship, start a business, you have a business idea and you don't know what to do, especially you want to secure your idea and get it running and make some income to it.
I would just say that you don't even have to have a business idea. You just need to have a passion to want to start up something, because we will take you through the series of discovering your business idea. And I think that's what sometimes it stops people. They know they want to do something, but they don't even know what it is. And we will give you the 3-step guide to discovering a business idea. So, you know, come with just passion. You just need loads and loads of passion, drive, determination to want to do something.
Okay, what our appetite? 3 steps. Give us 2, let's see.
Ooh,
oh yeah.
2. Okay. All right. So the first step The first step. I think I'm just going to give you one. The one. Oh, you're being, but the first step to discovering a business idea is look around. Is there something that somebody else is doing that you think you can do better? So how can you better do something that somebody is doing? So that's one idea.
Two.
The second idea, the second way to discover a business idea is a hobby. So what do you like doing? So for example, I'll give an example. I like talking. I think I've got good communication skills. Yeah. So maybe becoming a master of ceremony is a business that I could set up. Consultancy. That's right there.
All right. Now, I'll give you the third one.
What is the third one?
All right. If you are there and we really encourage you, that's the whole essence of Youth Wise Project, to encourage and develop the youth into entrepreneurship, start a business, and that's the essence we have, women entrepreneurship, and Ajua Ajiman is also doing that with Young Entrepreneurs Program. Now, Yep Ghana, you want to participate in this program, and I think you could right away. The program is starting 18th of May, and you must register now before to secure your place. Ajua, how do we register?
Okay, so they can register in very simple way, but I think maybe a phone call would be good. So they can give us a call on our numbers. So the first number is 050-972-3082. So I'll go over that one again. 050-972-3082 or 054-144-7870. Alternatively, just get onto Facebook. So facebook.com/yepclub, which is YEP then club, or Twitter at Yep Club, or just Google Ghanaian Londoners. Our website is www.ghanaianlondoners.org. You can call us, you can email us to info@ghanaianlondoners.org. Alternatively, just search for my name, Ajua Ajiman, in Google, and then just connect.
That is it. Okay, I think that's what you need to do. The cost involved.
Yes, so we've made it really, really affordable, and we've broken it down into three different segments. So there's a 50 cities Ghana package, there's a 100 Ghana cities package, and there's the 150 Ghana cities package. All of them get you onto the 7 weeks course. The first package at 50 Ghana cedis gets you the training material, the certificate. Of course, food is important, so lunch will be provided for the program, and then also the opportunity to apply for an international student ID card, which will give you lots of discounts on various things in Accra and abroad. There is the 100 cedis package that goes furthermore and then gives you further other benefits. I mean, all the information are available online or by calling us if you grab the number as well.
This 7 weekend course or week course for a Young Entrepreneurs Program, you need to just call. And let me give you these two numbers quickly again to call. It's 050-972-3082. That is 050-972-3082 or 054-144-7870. 054-144-7870. If you want to participate in this, and we highly encourage you to participate in this program to help secure your financial future and also help the continent Africa, because we need to develop more entrepreneurs and sharp-minded individuals to do that. And lastly, before we take your last word for listeners, if you have any question or contribution to, you can do that. Okay, somebody just asked, how much is the program? You've already stated that the cost to you. So I think the minimum one can start with 100 Ghana cedis.
50
Ghana cedis. Yes, 50 so Ghana. Even 50 Ghana cedis per, you can also participate in this.
Oh, of course, it's per, you
it's,
know.
It's per, yes. It's per. If you get to papaya.
Just also say that it's 7 weeks, but it's only Saturdays only, and it's very flexible.
That because it's even Saturdays,
it's only Saturdays.
And you can, if you're schooling still, you can still make this happen.
Yeah, you can still make it. So it's just Saturdays only. The commitment, the major commitment, is on two Saturdays, which is the 18th and the 25th of May. Then after that, from the June, it's really flexible. That's when you meet up with your mentor. And
quickly, somebody asks, Faustin Kuma. Faustin, good morning. I hope you're doing well. He's an SHS student. He says, how can he participate?
you should just get in touch. Give us a call. If you got our number, just give us a call.
First thing, give us a call after the program. Please. And we're going to hook you up to this and it's going to help you. I know you're interested into entrepreneurship. First thing, enjoy your morning. Okay, quickly before we take our last words, we also want to also help, as this is the goal of U4I's project, empowering the youth of the continent and whatever. And in that light, we want to also let you know that there's JET Forum happening next weekend. That's for junior engineers, scientists, and technologists. That's the JET Forum. And date is 27th April. That's next week, Saturday, at the Ghana Telecom University College at Tesano. And as we prepare the youth for the future in technology-driven world. And if you want to participate, give us a call at 024-720-0212. That is 024-720-0212. Or give us a call on 020-960-6771. That is 020-960-6771. That is the JET Forum. And the good part of this whole thing, as we prepare the youth in technology-driven world invasion, is that it's free. It's free. That's next week, Saturday, at the Ghana Telecom University College. So give us a call. Or quick, it's 024-720-0212 and be part. And Daniel Opon, thank you also for your contributions. And we want to see you next week too. I'll be there for that event too. And that, and still question. All right. Adjo, I'm going to take you last $1 billion advice for the youth. Let's hear you.
Well, the last bit of advice is that, you know, what I keep hearing is youth are the future. Point of correction, the future is now. The future is now. Because when we keep thinking about the future, we think it's somewhere far away. And, you know, a lot of people don't prepare well for it. What you do now affects the future. So any young person out there that wants to do something, start now. The future is now. Because whatever you do now impacts on you when you get older. So that's my bit of advice.
That's one thing I really like, that take action, act now. So the future is now, not tomorrow, not next week, not any politician, but it's you and I.
Yes.
And we're doing that too. That's a young entrepreneurship, entrepreneurs program, YEP Ghana, May 18th. So be part. Minimum of 50 Ghana cedis per, you can participate in this weekend. So I encourage every you out there to participate in this program. It's a golden opportunity. You don't need to miss. And also don't miss our event 27th April at the Ghana Telecom University College. Just give us a call on 024-720-0212. And also in the line to, and youth, Youthwise Forum, also in partnership with Motivational Speakers Network, bring you the 3 hours of motivation, music, and laughter. Adjo, you must be there. That's also next week. That's at 4 p.m. 3 hours of motivation, music, and laughter.
I will be there.
You will love this.
And I'll be one of the speakers too.
Sure. And it's, the good thing about it is also free. That's what Youthwise project is doing. We also partner and sponsor programs like this too. It's at a SRC conference room, University of Ghana, and you also just participate and be there. And if you also want to be there, you can also give us a call on 020-064-171. That is 024. Okay, give us a call on this number, 024-064-6171. 024-064-6171. And for any other detail, reach Youthwise Project or with 0244-961-121. That is 0244-961-121. My guest has been
Adjo Ajimain,
and from Ghana Londoners and our Young Entrepreneurs program that I'm going to be part also there. So join us. We have a lot of things coming out for you the subsequent weeks. JET Forum is 27th Ghana Telecom University College. That's starting at 12. And it's free, and 3 hours of motivation, music, and laughter to use at 4 p.m. at SRC Conference Room at the University of Ghana. Be part. If you miss any of this thing that we announced on the show, just give us a call on 0244-961-121. I have been your host, Bernard Kelvin Clive, and I'm wishing you a wonderful weekend. Eric Autry, see you next weekend. And also, I want to say, yes, shout out to you, Ronnie. You're getting married today. I know when Adjo's own is coming, but soon. Okay, so very soon. Honey will be there. Kobe Blay, have a good morning. And Romeo, to enjoy your morning. And morning to you too, Victoria Jani. See you soon. Have a wonderful weekend. Youth Wise Forum says, be blessed, and BKC, enjoy life. God bless you.